Underground Preacher checking in to the Underground Church. And today, we continue on our healing journey with step 7. Peace. Yeah. Make peace with yourself. Stop burdening yourself with the ways other people see you. Because if you carry on that burden, it's going to rob you of your peace. Let that go. You can't change the way other people see you. You can't change the way people think about you. I read this story about a man and his son and a donkey. Yes, a donkey again. And both of them were walking. They were traveling. And the man put the load on the donkey, and he put his son on the donkey. And as they traveled, they met the first guy who looked at him with a despising eye and said, "Really? You're going to load that donkey with all that? Poor donkey." So the man decided to take his son down and take the load and carry it. And as they traveled, they met another guy who looked at him with a despising eye too and said, "Really? You guys are so foolish. You have a donkey, but you decide to carry your own load instead of riding the donkey." So they decided to put the load back on the donkey and both sit on the donkey. And as they kept on traveling, they met a third guy. He looked at it and he said, "Poor donkey. Both of you guys sitting on one donkey with all your load. This is really not fair for the donkey." So, once again, the man decided to take his load down and carry the donkey instead. And now comes the fourth person, and he looked at him, and he despised him again. And he said, "Look, you guys have a donkey, and you decide to carry the donkey. How stupid is that?" Now, the lesson in this story is, no matter what you do, somebody's going to talk about you. And if you keep on concerning yourself for what people say, guess what? It's your donkey, it's your ash. Don't burden yourself with what other people say. It's okay to use the mirror, to use what people say about you, to better yourself. But that also comes with that saying that you need the wisdom to filter what to carry and what to let go, what to take in and what not to take in. And you need God to give you that wisdom. And in your process of developing your relationship with God, God is going to give you that wisdom. Because if you keep on taking in things that you have no business taking in, it's going to rob you of your peace. And remember what the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." As you submit your request in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, God is going to impart peace to you. The wisdom of God is going to come with peace. You're not going to have to burden yourself with things that you don't have. In prayer, you put your load on God. You give it to God. Once you submit it in prayer, don't be anxious for it. Just trust that your Father loves you enough to give you what you're asking for. And don't forget thanksgiving. Because if you're not thankful for what you have, that's going to rob you of your peace too. An example is, if I have a 10-year-old car that is still running fine, and instead of being grateful, being thankful for the car that I have, instead of that, I say, "Hey, look, why don't I have a newer card instead. And from the moment, I set my mind to look for a newer car rather than be thankful for what I have. My peace has been robbed already, because now I'm yearning for what I don't have. I cannot be joyful anymore. I cannot have peace anymore, because I don't have what I'm yearning for. But instead, if I'm just thankful that I have a car, I'm at peace. I'm content. That's why walking with God is so important. You learn to be content with what God gives you. That's why the Bible says with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. And as you do that, it brings what? Peace. Focus more on the things that you can change, and the things that you cannot change, give it to God. And let God impart peace to you. That's all. One of our messages that is related to this step is Serenity Prayer. The link will be available in the description box. And whenever you're ready, you can come back and we can move on to our next step, New Love. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.